Serena Williams' husband is investing in a sports bar that will only show women's sports.
Did it already close down?
Hey!
What?
Hey, before you get all high and mighty, it's probably doing way better than your barcade.
It is. It is actually doing better because mine's not open.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Shots fired.
Probably would be home.
Yeah. You're broken, and you're such a loser. Oh my god, that's personal.
That's personal.
Ouch.
Well, I mean, you have like partners and stuff, right? So it's a shot at them as well.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
You don't have to hold that solely for yourself.
Yeah, yeah Joe.
And our livelihood and well-being, but that's okay.
Yeah.
You sell your tickets. I hope you get a lot of money.
Yes, we probably will.
We're looking to make upwards of $150.
Total. Would you go to a sports bar that only showed women's sports?
By the way, it is called the Sports Bra.
Yes, which is pretty clever.
It's so clever.
Just women's sports.
Just women's sports only.
Serving alcohol, beer, heroin?
Heroin.
Whatever you have to do to get through it.
The menu. You are so rude.
You are rude.
No, I'm just, no. The menu, because like the website is amazing. By the way, Serena Williams' husband, Alexis, is the co-founder or whole founder of Reddit.
Yeah, he's very wealthy.
Yes, and so, and obviously, Serena Williams, the GOAT.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, they've got some money to play with here, but the website is crazy, and the menu sounds delicious. Like, we would definitely go there.
Let's go to Christina. Would you go to a sports bar that only showed women's sports?
It's a really good concept, and it's going to explode, and women are going to support it, and then the sport is going to be more exciting. It's not going to be dull. And that I completely support, and I would go to that. I love the name of the place.
Yeah, it's very clever. The Sports Bra.
Yeah, smart.
And the first location is opening in Portland.
All right, let's go to AML Jose. Jose, would you go to a sports bar that only shows women's sports?
Good morning, JDK. Good morning. You know, I don't mean to be sexist, but I don't think I would.
Oh.
Just because whenever you watch a women's basketball team, one team is farther ahead than the other one. It's a little boring. I like tight matches, and that's usually where the men's NBA teams come into play right there. So,
is that true?
Yeah. No, I wouldn't. I will pass on this, I think.
Let's go to Ken. Ken, would you go to a sports bar? And it is called Sports Bra in Oregon. Serena Williams' husband has invested into it. That only shows women's sports.
Yes. We got to get with the program. Women are taking over the world right now.
We've owned the world all along. It's just our time to shine.
In which ways are they taking over the world?
Hey, in lots of ways.
Hey, look,
number one.
Getting better in every development, sports, politics. They're going around the world. They're getting stronger every day. We just got to give it to women and give it a program. It's over for the guys, all right?
Yeah, it's like over for the
over for guys.
For guys.
Like
that's 100%
incorrect.
I'm just
people.
They still need us to develop, but you know what I'm saying? Get a baby out of them. But still, we just got to give it a program.
You really don't need us for that either.
No, I think in the future you
really don't.
We don't have to have to be against guys.
Give it a program, Jason.
Yeah, I think it's more people, and when you start doing too much of one way or the other thing, it starts again being divided.
Right.
Typically.
All right. I thought there's more women in like music than ever nowadays.
More
stars. Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm for whoever's talented, and I want people to have opportunities and feel comfortable. And like, I have a daughter that I want her to be whatever she wants to be. I'm not, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I think it changes people when you have a daughter. Because, I mean, I do. I think it definitely does. Because if you're raising all boys, I think that there can be the idea, you know, like you're not exposed, to.
If you don't have a sister or
exactly.
Like.
Exactly.
Yeah,
if you grow up that way, it's not your. I mean, if you have all boys, you have all boys, whatever. But it's, you're not exposed to that side of it. Watching a young girl grow up and develop and notice the pressures that she experiences from a very young age. I just don't think that some men are aware of that.
Well, it's not your life experience.
It's not yours. Yeah.
Yeah. You see it and you're like, oh man, there's a lot more. And then like for me, the way I was raised, I was never like, oh, a woman, she can't do that. Why can't she do that?
Because your sister would beat you up probably.
She would.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now stand-up comedy is a different thing. I'm kidding. Let's go to Mark. Mark, would you go to a bar that only showed women's sports?
Possibly. I mean, I'm a big fan of the, you know, what is it, the Lingerie Football League. I think if they were to...
Is there such thing?
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
It's been around for a long time.
If they were to play, you know, in their underwear or nude, I mean, it would really drive ratings.
Yeah. Part of the problem.
Well played, Mark. Well played.
Part of the problem,
good call, Mark.
Can we put him as caller of the year?
No. I'm going to block his number after the show. It'll be fine.
I'll share it with you.
Thank you.
And it's just like any sports bar, like I would go to a sports bar if they're showing a game I'm interested in.
Yeah. And, right. Or if they have food that I like that they serve.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like that's mine.
Yes, exactly.
I care more about the food. Like if it's a game I really care about watching, I'd rather watch at home.
Without the distractions?
Without the whole distraction. Like invite people over that I know like the same team. I don't want to go out where I'm potentially with people that like the other team. I hate that.
When I order mozzarella sticks, I need to focus on the mozzarella sticks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, if the food's trash, I don't want to go.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, no matter what you're showing.
Exactly.
I don't care what you're supporting.
If your food is trash, I'm not about it.
Yeah.
So maybe Sports Bra is what they're calling it. Mm-hmm. It will be coming to this area sometime.
Never know.
You can decide if you want to go to a sports bar that shows only women's sports.
Serena Williams' husband is investing in a bar that will exclusively show women's sports. And the name of the bar will be Empty.
It's so rude.
I think it has a chance for success.
In the spirit of women's sports, the food and drinks will only cost a fraction of what other bars charge.
I'm here for that.
That's a little shot at women don't make as much as men.
Get it. Yep.
Mm-hmm. What were you saying, Jason?
I think it definitely has a chance of being very successful because it's such a niche right now.
Yep.
Very good. I mean,
and the food has to be good. If they can nail the food, that will be a big draw as well.